Sleep is one of your basic needs. You have to fulfill it to function optimally. And I know you know it, but the narcissist doesn't, it seems. Maybe they know it, but they don't care about it. Why else would they deprive you of your sleep? Why else would they fight with you when they know it's time for you to drift away into a peaceful sleep? Why don't they let you sleep? Why do they behave in ways that are monstrous, abusive, and evil, to say the least? Let's find out in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Welcome to my channel. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you are having an amazing time. Today in this episode, we're going to learn about 5 excruciatingly painful behaviors a narcissist displays when sleeping next to you. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to learn more with me, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because as I always request, your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Number one, no matter what the state of your relationship or your marriage with them is, they will just sleep fine. It may be on the cusp of falling apart. Things may have gone out of control, and maybe everything is beyond hope. Maybe you're crying. Maybe you know within a couple of weeks you won't have them there sleeping next to you. Maybe you're grieving. Maybe they need to step in to save the connection because it's on them now. But the narcissist, being a narcissist, cannot help themselves but be an asshole, even when it is about to end officially. They won't care what is at risk, what is at stake. They'll be unbothered living their delusions in their dreams. Being divorced or separated from you does not bother such an individual. They wake up quite cheerful, filled with joy. Some of it is an act because they want to make you feel insignificant, and a major part of it is their reality. They show you you meant nothing to them. They will easily sleep for 8 to 9 hours without waking up even a single time to check up on you, to see if you're doing okay, to see if you're crying, to see if you need them to comfort you. They won't care. You'll just feel the loneliest you have ever felt when with a narcissist, because they are there, but in reality, there is nobody except you. Number two, they will abuse you, harass you, call you names. They might even hit you if they are that kind of a narcissist. They'll do everything in their capacity one must not do, especially when it's time to go. Because then it's obvious the whole night will be destroyed, but they do it on purpose. The shocking thing is they'll take that poison out on you, project everything they themselves cannot regulate on you, and then fall asleep like a baby as expected. They use you to regulate their own emotion, which is why I call them parasites. I can recall so many experiences as a child when I witnessed my parents fighting, who are both narcissists of different types, during evening times, especially when it was about 9 or 10, the time for us to go to sleep. They then would fall asleep quite easily, especially my father would snore within a couple of seconds, and right in that place where he was fighting with her, I mean, that is shocking to me still, and I'll talk about my experiences, I would stay awake until 12 or 1 a.m. in the morning. I'm talking about the time when I was in 8th grade or something, when children should fall asleep deeply. That's why I'm a light sleeper. That's why it takes time still for me to fall asleep. Number three, they will start arguments right when you're about to drift into a peaceful sleep. Everything would be fine. Everything would be stable. And then comes the narcissist bringing up an event that happened a couple of months ago. But now this piece of a shit needs to talk about it with you, because otherwise they won't be sleep peacefully. The truth is they can't see you resting properly. They can't see you calming down. They can't see you relaxing. They can't afford to not have your positive or negative attention on them. They can't stand the fact that they are not the center of your attention, even when you're fulfilling one of your basic biological needs. Once the argument starts, it continues for hours. For example, if it starts at 10 p.m. in the morning, it doesn't end within a couple of minutes. No, it will go on and on and on for hours. Let's say 4 a.m. until they make sure you are left disoriented, discombobulated, and dissociated. Until they make sure there is no energy left in you, and quite surprisingly, they themselves will sleep right that moment. Or it's like they're vampires, they don't need that much sleep, and there you'll be left totally compliant, obedient, because this is sleep deprivation, this is a form of torture to gain compliance. So you'll do exactly what they want you to do, you'll shut yourself down, and you will turn into a zombie. All of which is what they want, all of which is why they do what they do, all of which is why they start fights before going to sleep. They don't want you to rest. They don't want you to fight for yourself. They don't want you to have the energy to take a stand for yourself. They don't want any resistance. They want their journey of controlling you, demoralizing you, to be very smooth. And sleep deprivation is one of the most powerful tools to do that. Number four, you may be in a lot of pain, making it very clear that you need support. Maybe you have fallen ill, or maybe something has happened outside of the relationship and you need your partner to console you. What do they do instead? They'll jump right into their bed, acting like they don't even notice you or see you, which is the worst form of stonewalling. You'll feel like you are sitting next to a rock, because this person has no emotions. This person has zero consideration for your needs or wants. In a relationship, reciprocity is the main vehicle that drives it. But there's nothing. They only take, take, take. When it's their turn, when it's their time, they need you to pay attention. They need you to talk to them. But when it comes to you, you will have nobody. All night will pass. You may even witness the sunrise, and still the narcissist wouldn't even move a little bit to make it known that they care for you or that they are there for you. They'll just wake up, as I said earlier, go about their day, and you will be expected to run with them. You will be expected to perform, because what are you to them? A commodity, a thing that performs a certain function, and if you fail to perform, you get more punishment. Number five is the most bizarre one. You may be in pain and you may catch them smiling or laughing. Why? Because some of them are extremely sadistic. All of them are sadistic, I believe, but some of them express it more openly. You may be crying, you may be aching, and all you will get from them would be a smile of pleasure, as if they feel in control, as if there is a performance going on, as if by seeing your downfall, they are witnessing their rise. It does not make sense to a non-narcissist brain, but that is who they are. In your fall is their rise. They are your worst enemy. That's what I say to all of the people who ask me about the narcissist's nice nature. I remember a night when my mother, who is also a covert narcissist, mind you, was aching. Probably she was having an anxiety attack. And I remember my father sleeping quite peacefully, and he woke up once, not to check in or to see if she's doing okay, to laugh. I can still remember that face, and as a child, I could not understand what was funny about the situation. I was panicking because I was trauma bonded to her. My entire focus was to stabilize her. I don't know which part of that was a performance. I mean, if she was truly having an anxiety attack or not, but that created the cognitive dissonance for me. The main part is he was laughing. There is no explanation to that. That's pure evil. Having experiences like these, and then having these people tell me, oh, it's cluster B, it's a mental health condition, it's a personality disorder, it pisses me off, because I do not believe any of that. Yes, it explains the structure of this personality, which is so dysfunctional, and it's in the DSM and all that. I get it. I respect that. But no, what I have witnessed and seen has shown me a completely different side and aspect of this personality that DSM, or psychology as a subject, in my humble opinion, has failed to describe. What do you think about that? Let me know in the comments. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. The conclusion is sleeping next to a narcissist is never ever a good experience because they never show up when they should. They never offer you that emotional comfort that a partner should. They trigger arguments and fight with you for hours until they leave you disoriented and completely drained, because that way they are able to gain compliance and make you more obedient. Also, narcissists use sleep deprivation as a weapon to punish you. That is also important to understand. So thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate all of you as always. I hope this coming year brings a lot of healing and happiness in your life. With that, let's talk in another episode. Let the healing begin and continue.